neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, as you know, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice of pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. And again, welcome to the show. Now, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, please do. Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Friends, if you'd like to call in, please feel free to do that. It's 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. I promise we won't bite. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves. We're turning talk radio into do radio. We've always been doing radio, literally.
That's right.
We have. It goes a lot further
than
just talk.
That's how we got on the air, right?
It is.
We were doing, and all of a sudden people said, well, tell us how you're doing.
Yeah, you should have us at, maybe if you're in a different state, if you'd like to have us at your state fair, if you want to see how a crowd is drawn. We're really good at that, friends, and it doesn't take very long, rest assured. I mean, every time we do state fair, what happens? And it's interesting, we used to be on Christian radio.
Yeah.
And we would, man, we would just bring it right up. We would hit the hot topics, and we would have a couple hundred people right around us circling us, wanting to throw in their 2 cents, although it wasn't worth 2 cents. But
producers were in the back room praying.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, there's all these people.
This is too heavy. Oh, Lord, have somebody else. It's good that Bradley and Jake are reading the book of Acts and not us.
Oh, Lord.
So anyways, the other guy, I'm just kind of curious, why is it a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head?
Because if you're in that position, you're probably falling for this administration and for the
administration. I don't think so. I don't want to give. Hey, listen, I don't want to give him credit. I was just listening to a brother from another mother, and I haven't listened to it for a couple weeks, and I'm glad, because when I listen to conservative radio, I get sickened by the defeat and how they magnify the crimes, and they do nothing about the problem. Yesterday we were talking about abortion, Jake, and I was saying, what kind of a mindset? What kind of a mindset would want to go after the innocent in within the wombs? Yeah. This is your government, friends. Yeah. And then it came to me, Listen carefully, friends. Then the thought came to me, what sort of people would allow these people to attack the innocent in the wombs? Mm-hmm. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
You have to put it into perspective, because it wouldn't be happening in governments had the people not tolerated their crimes against the innocent.
Yep. Yep. You know, I guess
it's the government's job now to murder and endorse homosexual marriage and crimes against its own people.
That's in the Constitution, right?
I'm still trying to find it.
It must be a government that's criminal to the Constitution, which must be removed.
No question about
it. And we the people must establish anew. I was just talking this morning to Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost. And he made
he's a
really
good guy.
Great, he was.
He's a cool guy. And the more I hear Tim, the more I like that guy.
Yep.
And you know what? Sometimes it's good to just take a step back and pay attention to people. But every time I hear you have a conversation with that guy, I like him more and more. I really do. He's sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he was just talking about this past weekend.
Tim, that is lunch, brother, when we come to
and you know he's listening.
The Carolinas.
Police Chief Mark Kessler, on his website, we talked about the police chief up in Pennsylvania that had his little chapter where he started to train some of the locals.
Sure.
Got himself a little posse. Well, as a result of this, just to give you the feedback, this is how much people are paying attention to what he's doing. He had 5 active chapters in Indiana, West Virginia, Texas, South Carolina, and Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Since he's been on our program and since Tim has put that the story out on this,
yep.
4 more chapters have now come on board. He has 9 chapters.
Woo!
These chapters include New York, Florida, New
and
Jersey,
you're
and
told, and you're told, America, there is no hope.
Yep.
Now, look what happens when one is obedient to the call of God in their life. Look what happens. It reproduces fruit. Friends, just a high five, Tim. Again, good for him. We're in this together, Tim. Friends, we just got back from Florida, and it's already all the way over to California right now. We're getting requests all over the country. And I just want to tell you this. If God can choose the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise, and the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, I'll be the first one to raise my hand up. And why did God pick those people that no flesh should glory in his presence? It's about him. It's about putting the crown on his son, Jesus Christ. This isn't about us. This isn't about us being the rock stars. It's about us getting the job done as he's glorified in the process. Because he's the one that gives you the power to do it in the first place. Without him, it ain't going to work.
That's right. You know, you just brought up the word rock star. I'm thinking, if anybody even understood what a rock star life is like, it's not
a real one, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we were told,
I don't want to be a rock star, no.
We were
no.
told that Dr. Judith Reisman was a rock star over in foreign countries, and that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
And who deserves it more than she does?
She fights for justice.
Amen.
Another thing, too, when I was talking to Timmy.
Wait, listen to that. So she's a champion of freedom that foreigners love.
That's right.
Just pay attention to that, America. But back to Jay.
You see the light. It springs out of darkness.
Yes, it does.
In America, we need to see the same thing. With what Tim was saying this morning, he brought up the two-party system.
Is this Tim's radio show?
No, Linsky. But this is a good point. I want to give him credit because I can't take credit, even though I'd love the thunder on this.
Okay.
He said that there was a Pharisees and the Sadducees. They didn't get along.
Yep.
And he's talking about the two-party system we have right now, because you were talking about yesterday, who would allow this abortion industry to go on in the public schools. So the Republicans and the Democrats, you like that coffee?
I do.
The Republicans and the Democrats would seemingly not get along, but the Pharisees and the Sadducees joined together to crucify Christ.
Yes, they did.
So you see
with the Herodians.
So you see the same thing with the two-party system to destroy what? To destroy
America.
The Constitution that America stands for.
And the American people. Friends, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. Now, did I overstep my bounds with you when you were just talking? Because if I did, I apologize.
That's okay.
Apology,
sir.
That's enough. We'll be right back after this break. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. If you'd like to be my friend, Bradley Dean on Facebook. Bradley Dean on Facebook.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. The Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, February 28th. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Annandale, Minnesota. The course will also be available by webinar. Now, the cost is $150 per person and $30 for each additional family member, but the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I've been invited to present the final class in this series and participate in the graduation, so I will see you there.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cookpot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Sorry about that, friends. Got a lot of information we're trying to get out to you people. And with that, I'm going to give Jake a couple more minutes, and then we're going to get over to Famous Last Words. Famous Last Words. I promise you, you've never heard anything like this before.
They will stand forever.
Yes.
As the last. I want to read an email really quick that we got. And again, thank you for all of your support, all of you folks that have been emailing, listening, follow us on Facebook. The numbers are increasing on a daily basis, and we appreciate you. OMG. I don't have the oh my goodness, whatever it means. I can't believe I have found someone with the same logic that I have. Bless you, Bradley. The USA is getting so out of control, you are like a breath of fresh air. Your ministry is greatly needed, especially amongst our youth. Our Constitution is being violated, and we really need someone like you to be out there fighting for our rights. I'm so disgusted, with our president and our nation and what it has become. I have very strong feelings for your messages and wonder how can I help. I'm so afraid our country is turning into something a lot of us don't want. What can we do to help? Willing to serve. Thank you so much for sticking up for our freedoms. Sherry Ferguson. There's a number of ways you can help, folks. Obviously, we're a nonprofit. Your donations help. But this is a three-prong approach. We can be the advocate for the next generation. That's not a problem. That's what we do on a daily basis, and we would do with or without support. Your support brings an interesting dynamic to this because it allows us to get out there on a broader reach. And also, too, now with the partnership with Liberty Council and folks that are like-minded, you can set not only spiritual precedents and civic precedents, but legal precedents so that our enemies step back because when the light is on, the cockroaches stay away.
Yeah,
and that's what's happening. You can go to our website at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Especially when you know where they breed.
That's right. And then you go find their nest, and they always go back to the same nesting place. You follow them, okay, there you are.
Yep.
And there you are, all consolidated together. But they'll hand join in hand. What does the Lord say? They will be destroyed.
They shall not go unpunished.
Exactly.
Yep.
And so that's what's happening in this country. If you want to be a part of that, if you want to be a supporter, you want to engage in the
media
army.
It really, truly is important. I just got done having a conversation with a guy in Florida who had given me one of his cards, and he had said the same thing. What do I need to do to now help you grow your message? It's not my message, friends. It's our message. And it's awesome. That's a needle in the haystack when you get people that actually step up to the plate. Yeah. And what we need from you, friends, is for you to step up to the plate and financially support us. And I want to also assure you that our doors are wide open. At any time you'd love to come down in Minnesota or up to Minnesota or over to Minnesota, the Third Coast, please do. Our doors are wide open. We have people stop in all the time. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes when we're live on the radio, all of a sudden someone will poke their head in, have no idea who they are, and then we find out, oh my goodness, we know exactly who you are. feel free to do that at any time. Just make sure that we're up when it happens.
Make sure we're here. Yeah. We're not traveling.
That's right.
There's times when that happens. And Facebook is too. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, like that. Follow us along so you can see our schedule, where we're going to be, where we have been. And also, too, on the front page, so you're able to donate. There's a variety of different ways, and we offer a lot of different resources for people, whether it be DVDs, books, CDs. Even right now, Midas Resources giving silver dollars for people that donate $100 to us.
Cool.
Right on the front page, Sons of Liberty Radio, on the left side, you'll see Support Our Cause for Justice. It's a sideways, a diagonal banner. Just click on that, and it'll give you a whole host of things. And speaking of the message, just I think it was yesterday, or maybe it was played today. I think they recorded it yesterday. But our friends on at Liberty Council, Matt Staver and Matt Barber, got together and discussed this case, the showdown in Florida, mm-hmm. that we've been talking about for over a week. As a matter of fact, Robert Brodus just emailed me the other this morning and said, hey, I've been following this on the radio show. Way to go, guys. And we had another from Southern California, actually. Rich emailed as well. Yeah. So you can check that out. You can listen to the perspective coming from Liberty Council. It's all the same message, but that's up on Facebook right now, too. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And also Dr. Jerry Newcomb. We just did the church down there, Presbyterian Church.
D. James Kennedy's Church, yep. Church.
And he just called this morning, so Bradley will be discussing it with him and Matt Staver tomorrow on Truth That Transfers at GraceNetRadio.com at 12:30 Eastern time.
And we actually did a live interview with James Dobson's people yesterday of Branch
TV.
Yep, and that was cool, too. Yep. And again, we're out there. And folks, I want you to understand something. We're having church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church is the type of church that we're having. We're trusting God for results. We're moving forward in the way that it's supposed to go forward, in righteousness, back to the old paths, Jeremiah 6:16, not the new paths. One of the things that your friend that actually emailed in or texted in or Facebooked in was a comment, what should we do? I want to tell you what Matthew Henry rightly said. The method of this great deliverance that is to be wrought for Israel, for America, righteousness must be first wrought in them. They must be brought to repent of their sins. Read the Ten Commandments and put your faith in Jesus Christ. The law drives you to the foot of the cross. It does no more, friends. To renounce their idolatries, to return to God and reform their lives, and then salvation, liberation from sin that only Jesus Christ by the Holy Ghost can bring, shall be wrought for them and not till then. We must not expect salvation without righteousness, for they spring up together, and together the Lord hath created them. What he hath joined together, let us not therefore put asunder. Psalm 85:9-11. Because Christ died to save us from our sins, not in our sins, and is made redemption to us by being made to us righteousness and sanctification. That's the first thing. The second thing is be a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving yourselves. The problem is you get too much lip service out there. You get all these people that are excited about what you do, and then when you ask them to actually put boots on the ground, it's a different story. If that's the case with you, don't even waste your time listening to this ministry, because what you are is your chaff, and it needs to be blown away. If you're a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving yourselves, you're the kind of people we need to be linked in together with, and this is how we're going to win our country back. People need to come together, and I understand even within the Tea Party movement across the country, is they have their own little chapters, and they have their own little meetings all over the place. But you Tea Partiers out there, you Patriots, Christians, Conservatives, all in the one, you're all the same. You need to come together under the headship of Jesus Christ, because without that, you're going to lose. Divide and conquer is the way that this corrupt administration intends to overthrow the Constitution. That's the only way. But I want you to rest assured again, he does not have the support. He does not have the numbers. Everything that you're hearing is through the deceptive state-run media, and they don't want you to know that they are afraid of what's going on, because there is a swell. And friends, let their cruelties swell our ranks, because they are. They are. I'm going to give you one more warning. In Scripture, God said in Isaiah 60, verse 12, for the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yeah, those nations shall be utterly wasted. Now, what's happening today, friends? The same thing in Psalm 9:16. What are we seeing? 9:17. What are we seeing? God said he would turn that nation into hell that would not serve him. This is the great mistake that countries make. And every time, friends, you have some sort of dictator, despot, wannabe, some monarch wannabe, some tyrant that wants to play God, and they love the praise of men. Maybe we should go back and study out what happens to men that try to rise above God's throne, Isaiah 14.
Same thing every time.
Every single time. And millions of people have to die That's before right. they learn the lesson, and countries are destroyed. Let not that be on our watch, friends, because we still have the freedom to do the right thing in the face of this criminal, criminal administration.
That's right. And now is our time. And that time
now is our time. That's right.
And that time is also our opportunity. It's not like,
look at your kids and tell them, look at your kids and offer up your excuses, friends.
Yep.
It doesn't work. And don't sit there and tell me, you professed hypocrites out there that don't know the word of God, about how Jesus is going to rapture you out of responsibility. Give me a break. You're reading a different Bible. You're listening to some false hireling that doesn't know what he's talking about. God doesn't raise up armies, friends, to take them out in the middle of the battle. He raises them up for the purpose that he might be glorified. Read your Bible.
Yep.
Amen?
Different Jesus.
Different Bible, man. I am telling you what.
You know, as we speak on
78% of America professes their Christianity. We're trying to find 2% of it across this country, friends.
So 78% profess it, and about 2% actually love their Savior, and they're going to do something about
it.
That's right. News with Views just picked up Bradley's latest column, speaking of getting involved in your culture. This has to deal with the Second Amendment. It's not up for debate. I'm not talking about what they are doing. It's got an interesting video with Brother Eric Holder back in the day when he was working with the Clinton administration, making a statement about brainwashing our children on the issue of gun control.
It's all through deceptive measures, guys.
It's all there.
It's been the same
agenda.
Yes.
Just moving forward. But this is a great article, but we had a comment from it, and it was written by a veteran. And he said this, you know, he talked about the federal statute, because we name it, who is the militia, ages 17 to 45, and we give the title, statute, and all that good stuff. He said, I thought it was ages 16 through 60, which, quote, happily, unquote, would place me in that category. I'm 53, Mr. Taylor Moore from Joliet, Illinois. This guy's ready to lay it out in line.
Amen.
He's 53 years old.
Amen.
Sign me up, he's saying. That's how patriots are responding to
That's
the truth
right.
and the light.
Patriot means, defined Webster's 1828, friends, to uphold dying laws. Veterans lay out their lives. They lay on the altar of sacrifice for our freedoms to magnify law against tyranny that America is tolerating to the ideology of this criminal administration. So for you to sit and do nothing, if that's the case, and I hope it's not, you're advocating what this man is promulgating and advocating. So how does that work? It's a defeat all the way around, isn't it? You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to come back and talk Theodore Roosevelt, U.S. President, 1919, said, this is what he said, I can't even believe it. He said, these are his last words.
Out of his mouth.
Crazy stuff. It really is. Put out the light.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life
with Extendovite. And I'm so thankful that we have Bradley to share our U.S. Constitution and the Bible with them, many for the first time in their life. Truth resonates in our spirits.
Jimi Hendrix said, I'm the one that's got to die when it's time for me to die, so let me live my life the way I want to. I wonder how that's working out for Jimmy today. What about Bon Scott, the guy that said, hell ain't a bad place to be, 8 hours later he's dead in his own vomit? You know, the Lord said, and it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this is the judgment. I want you to just consider that. You're going to have to face the judge on that final day, friends. Theodore Roosevelt, U.S. President, 1919, his famous last words were, put out the light.
What? Is that too bright or something?
I have no idea. Oh, by the way, friends, if you want to call in, 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-807-9977. Maybe you have maybe it's just me, but maybe you have a famous last word from somebody that I haven't picked up yet.
Yeah, just don't say your own.
General John Sedgwick. They couldn't hit an elephant at this dist.
Ooh.
He couldn't finish it. Killed in battle during the United States Civil War, 1864.
Couldn't hit an elephant at this dist.
It stopped. He should have shut his pie hole, right?
Man.
George Bernard Shaw, he was a playwright, November 2nd, 1950, talking about famous last words here, friends. Sister, you're trying to keep me alive as an old curiosity, but I'm done, I'm finished, I'm going to die. This is spoken to his nurse. Dylan Thomas, poet, 1953. I've had 18 straight whiskeys, I think that's the record. Just the stupidity. Listen, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. He had 18 straight whiskeys. I think that's the record. Well, good for you. How's that working out for you now? Moose, Indian, Henry David Thoreau, writer. What? May 6th, 1862. His final words were, Moose, Indian. What kind of a mind was that?
Thinking a book, maybe, that he wrote?
I have no idea. James Thurber, humorist. God bless. Then he goes, God D, and dies. Some people just dare the justice of God, even at the very last of their worthless lives. They want to see if God really means what he says. Leon Trotsky. This is the guy that stood up against Stalin, by the way. I feel here that this time they have succeeded. He was stabbed to death with an ice pick because he began to speak out against Stalin. Rudolph Valentino, an actor, August 23rd, 1926, speaking of famous last words, he said, "Don't worry, Chief, it will be all right." Okay? It will be all right. Vespasian, Roman emperor, not a good guy. He said, "Woe is me. Me thinks I'm turning into a god."
Yeah, that's what's happening.
Wow.
Probably thought that, too.
He was a Roman emperor, A.D. 79. He was responsible for judging the Jews that were partakers, actually, in the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Pancho Villa, Mexican revolutionary, died 1923. He said, "Don't let it end like this. Tell them I said something." We did.
You did. You said it.
Now you
something.
Yeah, and just seconds later. You know, it's interesting. The Bible says that without the spirit, the body is dead. So the minute you're dead, you go right to God.
Oh.
And it also teaches us that lesson that when the rich man was in hell, it shows you right when he expired, he immediately went into hell.
Yep.
So there wasn't like no waiting period. Yeah. It's like purgatory, friends.
Right.
Can you show me that in Scripture?
No, it's not in Scripture.
Thank you. Leonardo da Vinci, artist, 1519. "I have offended God and mankind because my work did not reach the quality it should have." That is an anointed man of God. You need to understand that because he's always pushing and pressing towards the high call of God. How many people could actually say that he offended God with his work?
No, especially somebody as brilliant and as artistic as he is. Nobody in their right mind would say he wasn't the top of
his game. He was a genius. That's exactly right. But he knew that he fell short.
Yeah.
Amen. All fall short of the glory of God. That's why we need Jesus Christ. Let me go on here. George Washington, speaking of famous last words, United States President, December 14th, 1799. You know how he died, don't you?
Yeah.
Bloodletting.
Yeah.
What in the heck?
I don't know. John Adams.
The Bible says the life is in the blood.
Yeah.
Why would you take the blood out?
They weren't reading the Bible.
Apparently
they weren't reading their Bible. His daughter, that she later on passed, her stepdaughter,
you think?
The same thing.
You mean he died in 1799? You think his daughter's dead, Jake?
She died. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Man,
she died actually before he did.
Unless she's related to Methuselah, who was 969 years old.
It could happen.
Okay.
It did happen.
Yes.
But his daughter was bloodlet too. She had, I think, seizures or something before he actually passed away. They came in. The first thing they did was they let her blood. For what purpose? I mean, couldn't doctors get the clue that when you take the blood out, nothing happens except the body gets weaker?
Yeah. You would think so, right?
I don't know.
All right.
I guess maybe it must be...
Well, people want to know what George Washington said, Jake, so you want to kind of slow your roll?
Hey. Get to it. Closing.
All right. "I die hard, but I am not afraid to go. I die hard, but I'm not afraid to go." H.G. Wells, novelist. "Go away, I'm all right." Oscar Wilde. Writer, November 30th, 1900, "Either that's wallpaper." My gosh. He said, "Either that wallpaper goes or I do." Okay, see ya. Woodrow Wilson, United States President, 1924, love him or hate him, famous last words. He said, "I am ready." By the way, he thought that God appointed him to the position of the presidency of the United States of America, for those that didn't know. He believed that he was appointed to be there. You think he was appointed to commit adultery and try to create
That probably wasn't
League
part of the
League of Nations appointment. Through war. You think that was a part of the appointment? I don't think it was neither. It's amazing what man will do when they're blessed of God. It reminds me of the 10 lepers that were all healed, and one came back, and Jesus said, where are the other nine? I don't know, Lord. And the one that came back to tell him thank you just happened to be a foreigner.
Yeah, a Samaritan.
Yeah, and I heard a man of God rightly say, John G. Lake said, he said, oftentimes it's a curse when they receive from God the things that they ask for before they're ready to receive it.
Yeah.
He's exactly right. Like a little kid saying, hey, Dad, can I drive the car? Well, you're not ready to drive the car. Well, Dad, you don't love me. Okay, I'll give you the keys. That's not love, friends, by the way. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen if he goes out and kills himself?
Yep.
The dad's going to blame himself for doing something before the time, and he shouldn't have done it.
Oh, it reminds me of Grandpa. Grandpa, I want to go buy this.
Yep.
See that Biffy over there? Go scrub it. But I want to buy this.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll pay you money. You go clean that Biffy. Oh, I cleaned it out.
Florence Ziegfeld, showman, July 22nd, 1932. Curtain, fast music, light, ready for the last... finale, great. The show looks good. The show looks good. History.
The final show.
This is really awesome, this next one. Speaking of the last words, famous last words, D.L. Moody, the famous preacher, he died December 22nd, 1899. Interesting. He said this. He was a famous preacher that served his generation. He said, earth recedes, heaven opens. I've been through the gates. Don't call me back. He said, if this is death, it's sweet. Dwight, Irene, I see the children's faces. Dwight and Irene were his dead grandchildren. Friends, is there life after death? Absolutely. God is faithful to his children, friends. Bruce Robert, King of Scotland, 1274 to 1329. Now God be with you, my dear children. I have breakfasted with you and shall sup with my Lord Jesus Christ.
That's Robert the Bruce.
Smart guy. Smart guy.
Yeah.
Amen.
What did he give the rights of the Scottish? He coined something that we've now patterned our Bill of Rights after, but these guys were God-fearing men.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what they dedicated their rule.
That's
their
where all righteousness is.
That's right.
It's not without
it's
God through Jesus Christ. Chaplain Charles. Charlie Chaplin.
Oh.
That's...
I meant like he was literally a
military talk
or something.
Here. 1889 to 1977. Why not? After all, it belongs to him. When the priest who was attending him on his deathbed said, may the Lord have mercy on your soul. Speaking of famous last words, Dwight D. Eisenhower, 1890 to 1969, we actually went to his house. He wasn't there, guys.
Yeah.
He said, I've always loved my wife, my children, and my grandchildren. I've loved my country. I want to go. God, take me.
I think that was the house where the Bible was. Didn't he have the family Bible
in
it?
Yeah. Yeah, but dude, he did a lot. He did some...
Well,
as a matter of fact, he was the one that was used as the door to bring forth evolution into this country.
Major funding increased.
Major. Genghis Khan of the Mongols... 1155 question mark to 1227. Let not my end disarm you, and on no account weep or keen for me, he said. Let the enemy be warned of my death. I don't know if that's the proper way to exit.
I'm not sure either. No,
I mean, the guy's dying. Why would the enemy be warned of his death?
Yeah. Is he going to come back, maybe?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. John Holliday, Doc Holliday.
No way.
The guy that fought Johnny Ringo.
Did you know he was a dentist?
1851 to 1887, he said, this is funny.
Really?
Wow. A lot of stupid people on this planet, man. Life is but a vapor, and there's people that want to dare the justice of God. But there's always going to be those people, right? John Huss, guy that was burned at the stake, he said, oh, holy simplicity, 1372 to 1450. Be right back after this break. You got Bradley and Jake, 1-877-807-9977.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters, if you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my My War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation. There is so much untruth out there that has been engineered onto our nation, and Bradley uncovers the lies and makes it easy to understand.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Talking about famous last words. Last segment, 1-877-807-9977. A Nazi criminal, October 16th, 1946, Joachim von Ribbentrop. Ooh. My last wish is that Germany realize its entity and that an understanding be reached between East and West. I wish peace to the world. Well, that's why they got rid of you, brother. Again, John Huss, right before the break, 1372 to 1415. He's the one that prophesied of Martin Luther, by the way, for those that didn't know. He's burned at the stake. Oh, holy simplicity, he said. Here's another war criminal, Field Marshal Keitel. I call on Almighty God to have mercy on the German people. More than 2 million German soldiers went to their death for the fatherland before me. For no reason, friends. I follow now my sons, all for Germany. He's going to meet his maker. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. What was the works of these war criminals? The slaughter of innocent people.
Yep.
Oh, so they get to go meet the Creator and give an account for slaughtering His creation. It's the same thing that's happening in America through abortion.
That's right.
Ernest Kallentebrunner. I'm not German, friends. He said, I have loved my German people and my fatherland with a warm heart. I have done my duty by the laws of my people, not God, friends.
Right.
And I am sorry this time my people were led by men who were not soldiers and that crimes were committed of which I had no knowledge. Germany, good luck. Famous last words, Alfred Rosenberg. These are right before they were executed, friends. This guy said no when asked if he had any last words. Hans Frank said, I am thankful for the kind of treatment during my captivity, and I ask God to accept me with mercy. Wow. I'm going to go out and destroy creation, but I'm going to ask. These are the kind of people that they're under some delusion. They think they're going to live their lives the way they want to live them, and then on their deathbed, they're going to be sorry, and yep, I'm going to heaven. Adam Clark, I believe, calls them the great deceivers. When preachers preach a message like that, what about sanctification? It's a lifetime process, friends. First Peter. Unto obedience under the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. And when we understand the process of sacrifice and obedience, we obey because we love, because we see the sacrifice, and we would do nothing to offend God because of the sacrifice.
Now that reminds me of the story that we've told a couple times about the woman who was about to be hung because of her crimes. You know, I think it was maybe murder.
I was going to give that analogy before the sake of time. We don't have time.
Okay.
2:12 a.m., another Nazi criminal, Julius Streicher, Heil Hitler. Ask the man his name. You know my name well. He said his name. Now it goes with God. Purim Fest, 1946. Bolsheviks will hang you one day. I am with God. Adel, my dear wife. I mean, these people are seriously deceived. Killed 12 million people and they're going to be with God. Yeah. Fritz Sackel, another war criminal. I am dying innocent. The sentence is wrong. God protect Germany and make. That's what he said.
And make?
They must have dropped the trap door.
Trap door drop.
Germany great again, he said. Long live Germany. God protect my family. God protect my family while I destroyed millions of others.
Destroy others.
Another one, Alfred Jodl. My greeting to you, my Germany. That was cute, wasn't it? Whereas you know not what shall be on the tomorrow, or on the morrow, King James Version. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanish away. Nostradamus, the great deceiver.
Really?
Yeah. He was an individual that was Jewish that knew the word of God, and he was basically taking prophecy, trying to make him into his own by deceiving the people. He said, tomorrow I shall no longer be here. Well, you're right. He lived to be 63 years old, 1503 to 1566. Rhodes, Cecil John Rhodes, 1853 to 1902. So little done, so much to do. Speaking of last words, when I look at some of these last words, you got to ask where the fear of God is and what were these people taught and trained up in that they would mock God right before they leave this planet. You're missing some. I mean, there's even such situations where some people are beginning to pray for them.
Yeah.
And this actress in particular, I don't have it in front of me. I'll get it here in a second, friends. But she had said, don't you pray for me. She started to curse God and said, don't you dare pray for me. Well, of course, she lived her life her own way, her whole life. And why would she all of a sudden call on God? But there's people like that. Edgar Allan Poe, writer, said, Lord, help my poor soul. Anna Pavlova, she was a ballerina. She said, get my swan costume ready. Wow. Thomas Edison said, it is very beautiful over there. Douglas Fairbanks Sr., an actor, said, I never felt better. Huh. This is absolutely incredible. Joan Crawford, actress, May 10th, 1977. Listen to this devil. blanket, D. He's saying D. Don't you dare ask God to help me. To her housekeeper who had begun to pray aloud. What about Voltaire? Most people don't know about Voltaire, you know, the great atheist that was going to make them 10, for them 12 stinky fishermen into a thing of the past. But when he died, his stewardess looked at him as he was calling out for a preacher, and she said it was as if a man was falling into the flames of hell itself. None of his friends would get him a preacher. 50 years after his death, his house was used to print off Bibles for the world to read. How'd that work out for you, friends?
Thanks for the house.
Yeah, it didn't quite work out the way he wanted it to work out, did he? God always has the last say in everything, and that's what I love about him. Especially when he's your father.
That's right.
Wasn't it Abraham Lincoln that said during the Civil War, he's not concerned that if he's on God's side, he was concerned that God was on his side. That's a smart man. But look what it took for him to get righted. Or even the same thing with Andrew Jackson. These are men that made it before they died. Abraham Lincoln, I cannot tell you what took place there. But I believe it was after he seen the slaughter of all the people during the Civil War that that awakened his conscience to God.
Yep.
If that's true or nay, love him or hate him, friends. If you look at the fruit of Abraham Lincoln, he was not a good man. He did a lot of terrible stuff. It's interesting, though, when you go into public schools, why do you always see George Washington and Abraham Lincoln? Because they basically give credit or give accreditation over to Abraham Lincoln as one that saved the Union.
That's right.
Isn't that interesting? But the first president, George Washington, he was truly a good man. Inside and out, we know them by their fruit, right?
Yep. No comparison.
Yeah, but we look at Abraham Lincoln, man. I mean, in a lot of ways, this man was a straight-up tyrant, friends.
Yeah.
He really was.
What he did, that's exactly what he did. This address, I'm looking through it right now, but Abraham Lincoln came to the point where, as a child, or when his child passed away, he said, that didn't shake me. It wasn't until I went and gave the Gettysburg Address that I submitted my life over to my Creator. Well, this was after the fact of all this destruction that took place in his life.
Right. History tells the story of the renowned atheist. Let me read this for you, friends. I just brought him up. Bring more clarification. Voltaire, one of the most aggressive antagonists of Christianity, he wrote many things to undermine the church and one said of Jesus Christ, curse the wretch. In 20 years, Christianity will be no more. My single hand will destroy the edifice it took 12 apostles to rear. Needless to say, Voltaire was less than successful on his deathbed. A nurse who attended him was reported to have said, for all the wealth in Europe, I would not see another atheist die. Different accounts. The physician waiting upon Voltaire at his death, said that he cried out with utter desperation, I am abandoned by God and man. I will give you half of what I am worth if you will give me 6 months of life. Then I shall go to hell and you will go with me. Oh, Christ. Oh, Jesus Christ. My Bible tells me that the devils believe and tremble.
Yep, they know.
Isn't that interesting? So the devil started to talk through Voltaire towards the end of his life audibly so he could hear who he was working for and who he was doing business with his whole life.
Yep.
Sin always charges you a lot more than you want to pay, and it always keeps you a lot longer than you want to stay. 1 John 3:4. Love you by what we do. Talking 23. 1 John 3:4. 1 John 3:4.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.